Welcome to Interviews on BBS Radio. I am Kimberly Rose Zass, and it is 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Happy new Thanksgiving for a new year. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's all about new beginnings that we're going through right now, astrologically, spiritually, internally, emotionally, on a level that is a collective level. And today, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the shift, the great shift that's going on. And it's not something that's outside of us. It's something within, something that goes on so deep within our center that if you reach in and you grasp it, you'll find such truth inside of you. And one of the things that I think is so important about the shift is becoming more conscious. Conscious about your life in each and every way. And one of the things that I keep hearing from people is, what is going on with my life? I feel like everything is spinning around me. And one of the things that I keep telling people is, if you would take a deep breath, you would actually find that it's not spinning as much as it's there to hold a strong mirror, to teach you more about yourself. So take a deep breath as we enjoy the next 2 hours as we connect with you, connecting with your higher self, connecting with those who have passed away, also connecting with the tarot. As we have Beth Owl's daughter on today with us, she is an intuitive, she reads tarot, and she is here to answer your calls. You can give us a call, or you can also email in. That's Beth Owl's daughter is on with us, and she'll be on with us after the break. I'm Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to Interviews. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with our guest.
Hey, everyone. It's Evelyn, and here's your Astro Tip for the week. This one comes a bit late, but it's really huge and significant for everyone, so listen up. Saturn is in Libra now from October 30th of this year until April 7th of next year. Saturn is the father responsible taskmaster planet. He comes in and he's going to roll up his sleeves. He's going to tell you who and what is most important in your life. Some people may leave you, or you may leave some people. Either way, it's going to happen, as long as there is a lesson to be learned from this. That's the main purpose. Now let us cruising through Libra right now from September 24th until October 23rd, or those of you born on the cusp, you're going to be feeling it the most. That's right, Libra. The spotlight's on you now. You're going to be learning how to find your balance, your peace, and your contentment. The more you fight it, the harder it's going to be. So learning to understand how to accept it is going to be the key from this. At times, you're going to feel like you're completely alone, or you're misunderstood, or you're just in a really dark spot. It's okay. It's going to be better. How do you flip the energy around? By listening to yourself, finding your peace, your balance, and your solitude. Who or what brings that to you? And that's what you need to keep key for yourself to remember. And that's your Astro Tip for the week. For further in-depths of how this falls into your life, go ahead, shoot me an email. I'll be more than happy to help you out. My
Rose,
email
we
is
have Beth Owl's daughter on with us. You can go to her website. It's Owl, www.owlsdaughter.com. And you can call her. You can give her a call. And what is the number for people to contact you at?
It's 919-620-7525.
Okay. I want to start out with just kind of things that have been going on, and here we go, is because here's me, like I'm on my computer, I'm looking for some audio things I want to share with people, and I'm talking out loud, you know, in la-la land.
This is Pat Altvader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When you feel an emotion that's coming from fear, take a look at the thoughts you had right before the feeling. Transform any negative fear-based thoughts to positive, uplifting ones to amp up your attraction power. For an emotional scale worksheet to help you do this, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/EPS.html.
Do you need to do shopping and just don't have time to go out? Or you don't have a metaphysical store in your area? log on to LITETheWay.com. That's LightTheWay.com and do your shopping there. We have my books, my hypnosis CDs, incense pendulums, and some of the greatest classes that you could take online to change your entire mind, body, and spirit to get back into balance. All available for you to shop from ease right on your computer. We're currently running a special 20% off all items on our web store. And if there's an item you can't find, we can find it for you. Send us an email or call us at 734-854-1514. That's lightheway.com. Welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to BBS Radio. That's bbsradio.com. Right now, I'd like to welcome to the show a very, very special person who has helped and guided me through a lot and been a guest on the different radio shows that I've done. And with no further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Beth Owl's daughter. Welcome.
Hi. Well, it's nice to talk to you today.
It's nice to talk to you too. We, Beth Owl's daughter, I can explain you in many ways to people. You're an intuitive. You read tarot. You're a teacher. You're amazing. You have this passion to really delve into the tarot and teach it from its truth. And the truth is about the soul's path. And when I started out talking, when I was opening up, I was talking about just kind of this energy that's going on right now that's really, really asking people to delve deeper into themselves. And I would just love it if we've got some people on the line that are calling in that want to call in for readings. But I was wondering if you could kind of give us a general overview of what is going on in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Where to start? Well, first of all, I'm not an astrologer. I know just enough astrology to make me really dangerous and terrible. But I have some very dear friends that can explain at length some of the influences happening astrologically. And I think the simplified version of that is we're changing course. We're completely changing into a different age, which happens about every 2,000 years or so. And we're right in the turning of the tide, so there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of pressure on people. I think the other thing that I'm seeing in my own practice is that people are waking up. They're realizing that they have their own intuitive gifts that they may not have understood before or been afraid of even. And there's a different level of awareness that people are beginning to realize. And what you do with that, it makes you what we would have said was hypersensitive even 10 years ago, but now I think it's becoming the norm, and it's affecting people in profound ways. One way that I see a lot of is from fear and also feeling alienated and cut off from the life that people had before, where they were able to comfortably just sort of drift through and not have that kind of awareness. So there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it and some pressure, I think, for change, which is not always comfortable. So a big part of what I'm doing in my practice now is to help calm those fears down and to help people recognize that this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. It's a change, which we don't always love, but it's a powerful tool and way to live in the world that opens up possibilities that I don't think people even recognize were there before. So I'm very hopeful about it, but I do admit that in the changing, in the turbulence of that, it can be painful at times. It can be very challenging.
I feel like that when you say that, when you talk about the challenge, it is, because what it does is it asks us to really take a look at a lot of our old issues that, maybe they've come from childhood or even past lives. And not necessarily that I don't think it's necessary that we stay stuck in them as much as we allow ourselves to forgive, find the forgiveness within ourselves. And
so,
so And I know that, you know, with the tarot, that's, and that's as we go throughout the next couple hours, I'd love to have you share with us, teach us how the tarot can help us to find that forgiveness. You know, how can we use it for ourselves rather than just going and getting a reading from someone? You know, it's helped you in so many ways, and I know you've helped others, but what is it that we can learn from it? And I'd like to talk about that as we go. And,
okay, sure.
Also,
one of my favorite subjects.
I know, and you are the expert on it. And if anybody wants to check out Beth Owl's daughter's website, www.owlsdaughter.com, you can go to her website. It's a wonderful website. And she, you also have a mail list, right, an email list?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you have an email list? A blog?
Yes. I've got a newsletter, and you can sign up for it. It's right there on the front page. Speaking of new beginnings, I've just completely revamped my website and combined my daily blog into it. It's all in one package now and beautifully designed, I might add, by Joanna Powell Colbert, who has created the Gaian Tarot. If there's any tarot people out there, they know that deck. They're waiting with great anticipation for its complete release to come out, I think, in 2 years. By Llewellyn Publishing. And anyway, she's, besides being a tarot goddess, she's also a web designer that has helped me completely revamp it, and so it's a lot more user-friendly, and there's lots of good stuff there. I update my blog every single day. We've been working since February our way through the Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, because one of the ways that I know of to navigate turbulent times like this is to be in touch with our creative source. And the Artist's Way is basically a guidebook to recovering our inner artist self. So that's one of the topics I've been working through for the past almost a year now.
And the Artist's Way, I love it. It is all about going within, which I think is so important. Well, speaking of that, we have Carolyn from California on line one. Carolyn, welcome to interviews. Hello, Carolyn. Can you hear me? Carolyn? Okay, I'm going to ask you this, Beth. What is going on? Is there anything going on, like etherically right now with communication? Or are you sensing? Can you draw a tarot card?
That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
It does.
Mercury retrograde, of course, happens 3 or 4 times a year, and that's when it appears that the planet that rules communications and technology goes backwards from our viewpoint on Earth, and so things get a little wonky during that time. It's actually not happening right now. I'm not really sure what is. I think that there's a number of other forces at work, which I have no clue about, but it does seem like the last Mercury retrograde never went away. It still seems to be with us.
It does. It seems like what's been going on is we've actually been, it's like we're kind of like finding, I'm finding that the balance, it's kind of like we're walking on a teeter-totter. And
yeah.
And I've been feeling that even down to the point where the nice thing is if you allow yourself to go through it, what happens is you actually can expand, you know, you can expand and grow. But if you keep yourself stuck, what happens is it just, it's like you keep repeating it. So I think the most important thing is letting yourself move through things. And that is the most important thing is the sharing. And I want to just give out the number if anybody wants to call in. It is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We have Beth Owl's daughter on, and she reads the tarot. She's also amazing, intuitive, and I'm also here to do readings. I do a lot of mediumship readings. And I'm going to be a little bit, I'm not going to call it selfish. I'm going to be honoring myself, and I'm just going to ask you if you could draw a couple cards for me, beings we're going into
Thanksgiving. I would love to. I'd be honored to, actually.
Thank you.
Let's see. A couple of cards or just one? Or what would you like to, how would you like to set this up?
Whatever you feel.
Okay. Let's do three cards for you today. One of my favorite little quickie layouts, although it's not shallow by any means, is a three-card spread that is one card that is what you already know, and a second card that is what you don't know or are not consciously aware of, but the universe really wants to bring your attention to, and a third card about an action to take as a result of that information. So let's see. What you already know is, ooh, I like that, the Nine of Pentacles, which is a woman in a beautiful garden. She is surrounded by abundance. She holds on her wrist a hooded falcon or some kind of bird of prey. And it's this beautiful, it looks like a summer evening sky behind her. There's a sense of great contentment and fullness and fulfillment in that picture. I love that this is the card that is what you're aware of, because I think that it speaks a lot about your own personal sense of blessings and gratitude in your life. So it's a reminder that you're on the right track with that. What you don't know, but the universe wants to tell you, is the Hanged Man. This is a major arcana card that, as a result, the major arcana are the big karmic life lesson cards. The Nine of Pentacles is one of the four suits, and those are more about the day-to-day matters that we go through. So with the Hanged Man, it's a multi-layered card with many, many meanings, but generally you could sum it up as saying it's a card about having to wait, having to feel like sometimes you're stuck and hung up, but there's a good reason behind it. The Hanged Man is not hanging in punishment. He's hanging by his feet, and there's a halo around his face and this look of complete contentment and bliss. And so this is a card about unconditional love and about surrendering to the forces happening around you. I think that you already do know a lot about this, frankly.
Yes.
But I think that this is an affirmation from the universe saying, yes, there's more to this than maybe you do realize, but it's a powerful, powerful card about where you are right now. And then the third card, oh, my, another major arcana. This is the action to take as a result of these cards, and you get the Magician. Wow. So this is an extremely powerful card about being very focused. It can be a card about ego, but in a very healthy way of saying, I am, you know, this is who I am. This is what I manifest. The Magician is a picture of someone who is holding one hand up as of reaching up to the heavens and his other hand points down to the earth. And he runs the power of creation and creativity through himself. So it's about manifesting, and it's about being a channel, really, for the divine to manifest into the world. So I would say this is a fantastic reading, and it's a really good place that you're in right now.
It feels that, and I'm just going to share that makes a lot of sense for the fact that I've been doing a lot of work on a level of, I've been working with something called the crystalline consciousness technique, and it's called CCT, and it's really amazing in that it allows me to delve into the energy, which is telepathic, that has a lot to do with when I do readings for people. What I'm able to do is after the reading is, with their permission, work with them on another level at night or, you know, at certain times during the day. And it's amazing to hear from people the shifts that they're feeling. And also it's something that, like you said, the Hangman, it's that, like, stuck between heaven and earth. It's that, and there's an importance to know, too, that you have to watch be careful what you wish for. Because you usually, when you're a manifester, you can manifest things, but it's not always. It is about patience, like you said. It's really about patience and really understanding that if you're not patient with things, and then you get into the ego, and you're not allowing your heart to guide you. So you're awesome. Thank you for that. Thank
you.
You're and I know
so
we have,
welcome. It's my pleasure.
And we have Carolyn, who's back from California on line 2. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I started to say we had a technical glitch, I guess. And Kimmy Rose and Beth, this is, I'm a first time caller, but right when I was here, but you thought I was lost. The reading that you just, Beth, that you just gave Kimmy Rose is so gives me the chills, because that's sort of me too. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's not, and the one thing I want to share with you is that's the fact that we're so connected on that level, that collective level, that isn't that wonderful to know that we're working together that way, like right
absolutely
now in this moment.
And, you know, Beth, it just gave me chills, because I've had a lifetime of challenges and testing, but in the last 6 or 7 months I've been trying to move into the light, whatever you want to call it, with still a lot of ongoing obstacles. But what has been so helpful is to discover communication and inspiration and mentoring directly or indirectly through programs such as yours. And Beth, the thing, when you're speaking of Julia Cameron, that's one of the things that I've just discovered. And your name has Native American connotations to me, and that's been part of what's been happening. Anyway, it's just amazing, you know. It's so validating that, and I feel so blessed to be able to speak to you both. But those were, to me, signs that it was appropriate, or that I was going to speak to you. But without going on too long, I think the format, Kimmy Rose, is that Beth is going to do 3-card spreads for us, or what? I'd just be grateful for whatever. I'm in your hands.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I could do for you real quick. Tell me what your birthday is.
I shall, and it's January 6th, 1944.
January 5th or 6th, I'm sorry?
January 6th.
6th, okay.
1944, when I said I have a lifetime. And it's Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not an astrologer. I don't need
sorry. You don't care about the time or okay.
No, I really don't. And in fact, even the year, although now you've told all your friends, you know, but
No, I'm not. When I say a lifetime of struggle, I don't hide my age.
I agree. I think
I'm 65.
The reason I'm asking is that this year, what you could do is you could figure out the day of your birth and the month of your birth, and add it to the year 2009, and come up with your tarot year, which is one of my favorite things to do.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have a knowledge of numerology, so I'm in a 9-year, am I not, at least
that's
numerologically?
Exactly right.
I don't
you
know
sure
that
are.
Yeah, I know
and,
that, yeah.
And so in terms of the major arcana of the tarot, that means you're in your hermit year. And so this is a time for some introspection. It's a time when you've probably realized that it's maybe been more challenging to have a whirlwind social life that you might be used to. People seem to be disappearing or holding back or hard to get up with in an unusual way. That's one hallmark of it. But really, the hermit year is the end of a cycle, and it's a time for evaluating where you've been, what you've been doing, what's coming next. The tarot kind of works in a way that the suits, for instance, go from ace to 10, but the 9 is the card of completion. 10 is kind of like beginning to transition to the next level. So in a 9, you know, energy year of any kind, but especially the hermit, he's coming to the end of a cycle. He evaluates it. He considers what he's going to take forward into the next phase of the journey. So this is a great time for you to travel, but to travel with intention, to travel with a sense of a spiritual pilgrimage. It's a great time to find a teacher, or also you may be finding that people turn to you and look to you as a teacher, as a mentor, or a role model. Is that true at all?
Yes, I've been in a hermit here for a long while because of the challenges, but yes. Beth, this is definitely the end of a cycle as far as just leaving. I haven't been able to cut the cords, if you will, or to use the speak of the metaphysical completely, but I've I'm trying so hard, and yes, I'm very aware and absorbing like a sponge that I'm moving into this, and the heck with everything else.
You've been in it this year. I would say that, you know, before your next birthday rolls around in a couple of months, you know, kind of be winding that up, because next year is going to be your Wheel of Fortune year, and that's when the rubber hits the road. You're going to, a Wheel of Fortune year, all of a sudden stuff starts to really pick up. The energy picks up. People start popping up in your life. Sometimes people you haven't seen for years and years will make a sudden reappearance. Life can turn on a dime in the Wheel of Fortune year, and the key to that is to stay centered and to know when it's your turn to push and when it's your turn to just receive and to go with the flow of things. It requires both, you know, but a lot that happens in a Wheel of Fortune year is really not in your hands and requires a lot of just letting it be, watching how it plays out, allowing things to come to their natural conclusion. So it's a very interesting time right after a hermit year, too. It can be very hectic. So use this last bit of your hermit year time to prepare for, you know, for big changes on the horizon, possibly.
That's so fitting, and I'm praying and looking forward to that, Beth, and hoping for that.
And it's interesting because I really wanna reach out and say, bring this into the moment now, into the now, and instead of looking outside of it, it's kind of like if you were standing on the edge of the beach, looking at the waves roll in, step into the ocean and feel them. It's time for you to step into your own space, because you spend a lot of time listening to others and observing. Now it's about just doing. It really is about doing and just knowing that as you do it, more and more will manifest, that you have a lot of wisdom. And I keep seeing stones as being very significant, like crystals, stones. There's something there. And there's also something about Mount Shasta that comes to me with you, that there's an importance with Mount Shasta.
So the only time, I think, isn't Mount Kimmy Rose, isn't Mount Shasta in Washington State? I'm in California.
It's in California. It's up near Redding.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. Yep. Duh. Yep. I just want geography.
No, because it's
well,
just...
Well, I used to live in Pasadena, and I think I used to see Mount Shasta from the San Gabriel Valley. Wow.
See that? There's an energy around it's like a trip you need to take, or there's something there, because I wrote that down as I'm sitting here. I'm scribbling and I'm going, okay, Mount Shasta, there's something about that, and there's an importance with connecting, really connecting with that, with yourself, your higher self. And I have to say, I also feel like that there is a man that's around you in spirit, because he keeps talking to me and he keeps telling me, tell her that I'm there. Very interesting, because he's sorry for a lot of things he said and he could have said, but it's that kind of that he can hear back from me, that shoulda, woulda, coulda, it doesn't matter. It's that the fact that he's present now. And so sometimes you feel like you're kind of spinning in different directions, and this is about just allowing yourself to know that everything happens for a reason, and not one person has any more information or more power than, you know, we all have the same, and you have it. So you can, you know, talk to a lot of people and get a lot of guidance, but also the most powerful thing here is your own inner guidance and that which you can share with others.
Yeah, you know, that's some other readings lately, the last 7 months I've discovered this. I think that's the father figure in spirit, and I've forgiven. You started to touch on that.
Yes.
I think that's
for
the
sure.
Energy you're picking up there. Can you rise?
Yeah.
And
you can,
I, but getting back to Beth too, I've been told that recently that my destiny is to be a healer or a teacher or a manifester, and that I came into this life with a lot of past life karma for others too, and that's one reason I've had a lifetime of, shall we say, challenges.
I love what she was saying about Mount Shasta and thinking of that in terms of your hermit year as being some kind of a quest or a pilgrimage that you don't really necessarily know what it is you're going to find there. But it's that sense of being on the journey. And, of course, you know, the hermit holds up his lantern, and the light that shines from it is the seal of Solomon, which is your own inner wisdom. And you hold that up, and that will shine for you in the darkest night, no matter where you are. So I love the idea that there is something in the mountain that's called...
Yeah, the metaphor is beautiful. And you talk about inner wisdom, too. With most of my challenges that you talked about, whether being misunderstood or thwarted or from the path of the inner core of the wisdom that was there, the knowing, these are words lately, knowing, wisdom, manifestation, that I have clung to under the hardest of circumstances. And what you were saying earlier, too, both of you, Kimmy, about both going with the flow, but just putting your faith in the process and knowing that that what's meant to be is happening, and hard as it is sometimes. And Beth, I'm wondering, could you, although I'm a hermit year, would it be possible, I don't want to take more than my share of time, but to do a three-card tarot or whatever?
I'd be happy to, sure. Let's do that. In fact, while we were talking, I pulled one card for you, so let's make that the first one.
Yeah. I was piggybacking on to Kimmy's reading because that's so much of that.
And here's one of your own shiny new reading of yourself.
And so I want you to know something.
Oh, gosh. Well, there you go.
And she needs to, one of the things Carolyn can do is you're allowed to feel certain things. You don't have to explain or convince me that there's something you need, because 100% I'm holding space for you, okay?
Well, what a lovely thing to say, Kimmy, because I've had so many challenges, I've had to try to always, you know, explain, and I tend to overdo that sometimes, but thank you so much for that. That's really a beautiful gift. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'm going to pass it over to Beth, and she can do what she's best at. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the card that I pulled for you, actually, while we were talking, is the Three of Pentacles. And in the Universal deck, or the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is the most common one, it's a picture of a guy that is standing on a bench with carving tools, and he has just carved an arch. And the architect is looking at the blueprint, and there's a monk also looking at it. So this is... it's a card about collaboration to build something of great value and importance. The pentacles in the tarot are about abundance and wealth, but they're about the physical manifestation of things. It's the material world. And the three is this beautiful collaboration. Three, you know, is a very magical number of combinations. And so you have the creator, plus you have the maybe it's the patron that's helping to pay for this, or the architect whose idea it was, and then you have the spiritual aspect of the monk who's also overseeing this work, and he's done this beautiful carving in the archway of, I suppose, a cathedral or something. You know, so that's what you already know, is you are very skilled. You are able to create important things in the world, things that are very real, that matter to other people. This feels to me like community. It feels to me like the way that we can bring people together and make connections that are synergistic, that add more than you would expect to the relationships. But not so much emotions, but something really literal in the world. And you have a talent, you have a real gift, and hopefully you're using it.
Well, I've been, that's incredible. I've been blessed with a lot of gifts and that have been stifled or not, that I felt that I'm going to be able to use them, not just even on a one-to-one, but in a much greater application. That's beautiful to hear.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, because this is it has the feeling of community and combinations and working in collaboration with people with other talents, so that you join together and create something like the great cathedrals of Europe that stand the test of time, that last through the centuries, you know. And he's very skilled. This is not a journeyman. This is not a novice. This is, you know,
a master.
A person that's at the mastery of their craft. So that's you.
Well, that's the first. That's so far. This is so great because the numbers 9, 3, 1 are in my head. You've already given me the 9 and then the 3. I'm curious to know what the next 2 cards will be.
Well, it's
amazing.
Really funny. I just had to laugh when I pulled the next one because there's the magician again.
Well,
there. I stuck him back in the middle of the deck. I shuffled, you know, in the meantime.
I know. But remember I said when you were describing the magician, I just resonated that I was going, I'm a child of the 60s. I was going right on.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're speaking about
and to find that balance between this carnation and the spiritual, you know, between heaven and earth and Gaia and, oh, wow. But, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, that's really quite all right. No, I'm not.
Just so excited.
One thing I want to say with him for you, and when you mentioned that you before you were resonating with him, I feel I want to tell you this about him too. When the magician comes up for people in readings, very often, I think it's really the universe inviting you to make a wish, your deepest wish from your heart, because I am also a child of the 60s, you know, so there was that wonderful poster that was really popular back then that had the words of the Desiderata on it, you know, which is, I am a child of the universe, and it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember all of it, but what I think the magician says is, you are a child of the universe. You are not separate from the universe, and therefore, your deepest core desire, when you clear away all the ego and all the fear and all the other distortion around it, when you get down to the real heart of your hearts and express your truest, deepest desire, it has to manifest because it is not separate from the desire of the universe for you. Does that make sense?
Oh, gosh. Chills again, yes. Since I was a young child, I've always felt so connected with all things.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, at the onset, went your name when I said Native American with nature, and partly through forced isolation. But that as a very young child, I had this sort of epiphany, and there was no name for it, and I couldn't talk to anybody about it. You both will know what I'm saying when I say quantum, that, you know, the connection of physics of all things and all. Everything vibrating and resonating at all levels. And so that is just so descriptive of what I've always sensed and felt that my destiny was a part
that
of.
Makes beautiful.
That makes
beautiful. And you're there. I mean, this really is saying, I mean, this is in the position of what you don't know but the universe wants to tell you or remind you, is that you have that power because it's not an ego thing at all. It's just the fact that you're not separate from the divine will, you know. And when you allow that to flow through you with all of your heart, you know what that will is? It's love. It's the manifestation of
love. I want to give. Can I just jump in and say, too, you know, I was an English, you know, semanticist or whatever. And sadly, the word ego has gotten to have such negative connotations, pejoratively and so forth. And actually, in the truest sense, I can't remember whether it was Jung or whomever when you studied Psych 101 who created the term. It really means the inner core, the truest self. And and so you're clarifying that, Beth, is also, I think, wonderful because in these times, ego's gotten to me somebody who's condescending and rude and out for themselves. And truly, I know the sense you're using it, and it's, again, very affirming. So
yeah, that's the distorted ego. But the true
exactly.
ego is that awareness. It's just being aware and in harmony with all that is.
But it's your inner core, your true self, your divine self. That's
and
the best of you. That's part of the divine. It is. Me.
It really is. It's about going. And it's about, that's what we were talking about when we were talking about going within. And as you go within, it's like peeling away at the layers, you know, and getting to that core. And when you do, you know, sometimes it's like when the Buddhists, they explain suffering. It's about the stillness. It's about reaching the stillness. And I really feel, Carol, that's a lot of what you're here to do. So I would share with you to connect with that in your own inner power. And I want to thank you so much for calling.
Real fast, I know, just what was the third card, and I'll go online and look up what it means.
Oh, no, that's okay, sorry.
Let me tell you real quick what the third card is. In a way, it's so ironic, especially since we're out of time, and it's fine. It's actually my card of the week on my website today. It's the Six of Cups. So you can read it, two different variations of my interpretations of it on my website today. It's about
I will.
And
you know, Todd, speaking of irony, I was born on the 6th. I was married on the 6th, 1966. bad marriage, but sixes have been.
That's the major thing.
So that's. Thank you both so much. You are just so beautiful and amazing, and I feel so blessed to have been, thanks to Dawn, tuned in to you, and I'm going to go to your website. Thank you so much.
Many blessings
Thanks.
To you.
Peace to you, Carol. And I just wanted to just share with anybody, if they want to call in, if you want to call in, you want to get a reading, you can give us a call and connect. We are on bbsradio.com. You can also send an email in. And Beth Owl's daughter is on the phone with us. Beth Owl's daughter, if you want to go to her website, you can go to owlsdaughter.com. And also, I wanted to share the number. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose on BBS Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
This is Pat Altvader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When you feel out of sorts, take time to read a spiritual or uplifting book. Think about what you read and discern how you can use it in your life. And don't worry, whatever book you pick up will be the right one for you. For some great book ideas, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/books.html.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. Are you in recovery, or is anyone you love in recovery? Remember, recovery match for you2got.com. And what is recovery but a spiritual crisis? If you want to meet the love of your life, have the ultimate support and someone who truly understands you, go to recoverymatchfortwo.com. This is a great dating site. It's a great way to connect with people who are in that spiritual space. That's recoverymatchfortwo.com, and they are sponsoring our next hour. Right now, we are joined by Beth Owl's daughter, and she's connecting with you. She's an expert in the area of tarot, and I am also I can connect through mediumship and also through intuition. If you want to go to my website, you can go to KimmyRose.com and you can check out all kinds of exciting things. There is a weekly astrology column. It's an intuitive Vedic astrology column that you can check out. You can also get a hold of me by going to the website. Beth Owl's website is owlsdaughter.com. And right now we have Sharon from Texas on line 3. Welcome to interviews, Sharon.
So much.
Hi.
Hey, Sharon.
Hello. I'm so excited. This is the first time I've got to listen to your program. And
I'm glad that you called in, and I just wanted to say when you're saying, I just was excited to hear your voice because there's something about that Texas, that energy there that just lifts me up. So welcome, and I'm glad that you're listening.
Well, I'm just thrilled. But I would be interested in knowing a little bit about, what y'all are doing. Understand you can do tarot cards and such.
Yes.
That's me. I'm here, and yes, tarot is my thing. I've been a passionate follower or worker with the practitioner of the tarot for about 38 years now. So I absolutely love it.
So I have a big interest in it.
So do you have do you have a question? Like, does she need to ask a question or just kind of set an intention?
She could. The way I read is I really like people to have a question. I like to dialogue with people so that we can really cut to the chase and get the information that they need rather than just kind of pulling rabbits out of hats, which I could do. But
she can do it, but it's better, especially when we're over the phone, to be more focused. So why don't you ask a question, Sharon?
Okay. My question is mainly about my health.
Mm-hmm.
I have cataracts, I can't see, and it's driving me crazy, and just wondering what the future is for me, if I'm going to be able to get those fixed and all.
Well, now that's an interesting question. Two things going on with that. I have to be honest with you. I don't predict the future. I don't think that the tarot is a tool for that. I think that it's a really good tool for seeing where we are right now, which can give us a good indication of the future. And the other thing is I have to be really careful. I'm not a medical intuitive, so I'm not qualified to give you a reading about a particular medical condition.
Okay.
However, what I can do is talk to the question underneath that, which is that I'm hearing you have concerns about your health and would like some reassurance or some affirmation or some ideas about ways to deal with it proactively, to take better care of yourself. Would that be true?
Yes, that would be right. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, let's see here. I'm going to pull a card. Oh, the Page of Wands. That's lovely. Now, that looks to me like the page is a court card in the tarot, which is usually about people. And usually the Page of Wands is a young person, somebody that's full of life, very energetic, sometimes very creative, and can be a handful at times. I have no idea what your age is. Do you have children?
I have grandchildren, yes.
You have grandchildren.
Children and grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And I am raising a grandson right now, so.
You are raising a grandson, so that's why this is important to you. My sense about this card coming up is your health and your ability to function at a high level are really important because of this relationship. I think that there's, and as a result, the relationship is a gift for you to kind of get you in gear and encourage you to take better care of yourself than you might have in years past. So let this be a motivation.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I've been feeling about the situation. It's almost like a godsend that he came to me.
Good, good. So let's see what else you need to know about that then. Oh, and now we get the Hermit. Boy, the Hermit is really showing up here today.
Yes.
So the Hermit says that, on the other hand, so while this is a handful and you have a lot on you, it's very creative and you enjoy this, but the Hermit says you also need to be very focused on your own needs. So you, while it might be tempting to be distracted by, you know, some of the needs of, is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, grandson. It might be tempting to be distracted and to feel like you have too much to do, but the hermit says you really do need time for yourself. You need to have some good boundaries for yourself about taking excellent care, and if it's any consolation to you, your behavior about self-care becomes a model for him to learn by. Does that make sense?
Good, good. Well, I've had a real good feeling ever since I got him here, and I like I say, I am worried that I can't be as good for him because I can't see very well. You know, that bothers me.
Well, also, now the hermit, too, is a card about being a teacher. And so, you know, whatever your limitations might be, the most important thing is that you, the way you live your life and the way, not even what you say, but what you do, is the teacher for him. And so part of that, like I was saying just then, is to take really good care of yourself, to show that having some personal time and a little bit of self-care is a healthy and good thing that you want to teach him by your example. But also, I think that just the way that you live and the light that shines from you naturally is the most important thing. And what a wonderful relationship this is. He gives you things that are really good for you, and you living by the example of your own life and who you are and all of your knowledge, you have great wisdom to share with him. And this is giving you an opportunity to discover, I think, how much you really do have to share. It's a great relationship.
Well, that's kind of the way I feel.
Good. Good. So if there's anything else about that that you need to know, oh, my goodness, wow. So the star, oh, my gosh. We're getting some big cards here today. The star is the short version of that. It's another major arcana, so it's got many, many layers of meaning to it. But when I see it in this context for you, this is about healing. And it says, you know, take the time that you need to heal the things in your life that will make you a better person, a better grandma, a better role model, and to make your life more enjoyable for yourself, because having him with you is such a tremendous opportunity. You get to get some things right that may not have been completely comfortable in the past about other relationships, your other
That's
children.
That's right, yes.
About that. But the star says this is giving you another chance to really pull it all together and to be this wonderful, wise woman in his life that is going to make a tremendous difference, not just to him, but to your other family members as well.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me feel a lot better.
Well,
I don't
good.
Feel like I'm
make
spinning
sure you
my wheel.
Make sure take care of yourself. That's the main trick there, is go do what you got to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Well, he's just really been a godsend. I died 10 years ago, and doctors said I wouldn't live, but I did. And I've since then wondered why I lived, what was my purpose for it, and now I know.
Now you know.
It's with this child, yeah.
That's right. Wow, thank you so much, because I'm honored to share this with you. I look at this and I have tears in my eyes, honestly. It's such a beautiful, really powerful combination of cards speaking to you today, really and truly.
And I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to just say, Sharon, that remember, it's a divine agreement that you have. It's perfect in every way, and it is, when it comes to kids, you know that responsibility is there, but you do it so naturally, and the one thing that you can see is the truth. And that's I do feel like your eyesight, I felt something being restored. I keep seeing December is just a month of healing and things picking up. I see your mother, and she's got her hands just touching your face, And this is about healing. This is about a new year for you. And so once you get into February, end of February, beginning of March, you're going to see some amazing things start to happen. So don't worry and just enjoy your moments, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Peace to you.
Enjoyed talking to you.
Many blessings.
And I just want to thank everyone who has been calling in. You know, there's nothing like being able to reach out and guide and really to be present in your life and for you to be present in our life. I love this quote, Beth. This is one that just really, really sticks with me. The wanting mind belongs to the ego. The present mind belongs to the heart. And it all begins with you. That's what's important. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have more with interviews with Kimberly Rose. We have Beth Owl's daughter on with us. You can go to www.owlsdaughter.com to find out more information on how to get a hold of her. And again, if you want to talk to me, 734-854-1514 is my office number, and we will have more when we come back. You can also call us over here at BBS Radio. That's bbsradio.com. We'll be back with more.
Hey, everyone. It's Evelyn, and here's your astro tip for the week. This is coming in for Thanksgiving time. We're cruising in with a new moon in Scorpio on Monday. That's right. The passion, drive, and intensity are all there with us, giving us a boost right now. If you've all of a sudden had an emotional spat with somebody or things just get really intense and deep, but you got to the root cause of the problem, now you know exactly why. That's Scorpio for you. And also, if you've decided to do some deep cleaning or being a bit more organized in your life, or maybe just for the holiday time, that's perfectly fine. That's good, too. That's all about Scorpio. And if you've been thinking about starting a new project, or you've had one in the back of your head and you decide you want to go ahead and get started, now's a good time. Scorpio is all about bringing something fresh and brand new into your life. But remember, the flip side of that, it's all about endings too. So for something new to come into your life, something has to go. That's all about rebirth and regeneration. And also, if you've been deciding to clean up your eating canvas a little bit better, maybe that's one of your pet projects. Find out what the root problem is. Why are you eating the way you are? Why are your habits the way that they are? Find out who or what is your feel-good emotional attachment. The key to this, to change it, is to have discipline and focus and have a cheerleader in your corner. Even if that's one person, that is going to be so helpful. Remember, the first 2 weeks of changing your habits is focus and discipline, whether it's eating or otherwise. If you can't get past the first 2 weeks, then you're going to go back to the root problem and find out what it is and figure out how to move it forward and push the negative out of your life. Now cruising through for Thanksgiving time, we are heading into Pisces, all about letting the good times roll and feel good, unconditional, loving energy. And don't be surprised if an ex-lover or somebody from your past pops up, or somebody just needs a helping hand. That's all about Pisces too. Now remember, Saturn just went into Libra, and that's all about finding who or what brings you peace and balance and harmony into your life. Who brings you the clarity that you need to move forward and be more disciplined? That's all about Saturn right now. And for those of you who are doing the Black Friday shopping, well, we've got a zipping weekend for you. We are cruising through into Aries right now. Remember, it's about having fun. Have a team member help you out or just partner up with somebody, but be smart and be organized about it. Remember, hit the ATMs before Friday. The banks will go crazy otherwise. And one more thing, don't forget to charge your cell phones. Super important. And that's it for now. For more in-depth of how this affects your life, shoot me an email, e.messina@live.com. I'll give you some clarity. Until next time.
Welcome back to Interviews with Kimberly Rose. I am Kimberly Rose, and in the next hour, we're going to be sharing with you some tips about going within, opening up, and connecting with the collective. And also, we have a very, very special guest on our show. We have Beth Owl's daughter. If you want to go to her website, it is owlsdaughter.com, and she is an expert in the area of tarot. She's an intuitive and an amazing teacher. And I wanted just to welcome you back to the show and ask you a question.
Great.
I This is a question that comes from a very, very special friend of mine out in California. Her name is Barb. And she's taken some tarot classes that I have taught, and she said that she's found tarot to be helpful on her own personal journey. And she wants to know if it's good to give yourself a reading.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a lot of people that feel like it's harder to read for yourself than it is to read for other people, but I think that's just because I think humans are naturally better experts at analyzing other people than we are sometimes at seeing our own stuff. And the tarot really is a mirror. I think that it's such a fabulous way to reflect back to us the things that we're going through, the questions that we have. I also see it as like a personal roadmap. So, you know, if you're thinking about where you'd like to go today or this week or this lifetime, it offers a whole landscape of destinations and various routes to get there. It's basically about showing you options. So reading for yourself is just the most rewarding thing ever. I encourage people in my classes to keep a journal and just pull a card a day and begin to notice how that card's energy shows up during your day. If for some people that they have kind of mixed results with that, they would rather actually ask a question or have a little layout. So that's an option too. But journaling with the tarot is the easiest way to get started, I think, in learning how it talks to you in your own language, in your own way of seeing things. I think that the tarot is so intimate and personal once you get sort of past the meanings of the books, which I'm not saying get rid of at all. I think that that's very important, but I think that it begins to have a conversation with us about our own personal stuff, and it is so illuminating and really fun, actually. And keeping a journal, you can go back and see how things start to fit together. So that would be my recommendation.
So when you're talking about your, and what I love is the journal, because I think it is important to really pay attention to, you know, what is coming up. Now I use tarot cards also, and I do a lot of writing, but I actually am using a tarot card deck that I actually drew that I made myself that, you know, and it's funny because like stick figures, because I'm not like an artist in any way, but it, to me, it really connects with me. But I also use a tarot deck called the Old Path and then the Parrot Tarot. And does it matter which deck you use, or is it a, like, how would somebody choose a deck?
Oh boy, that's a good question. It depends. If you want to learn to read the tarot, possibly for other people, or if you really want to learn the whole system, I recommend for my students to get one of the derivatives of the Rider-Waite-Smith, just because there are more books written about it than anything else, and you'll have lots more information to read about the cards and the symbolism and so forth. So that's a good place to start. However, I would say that it's very important as well to find a deck that you love. There are people that give up on the tarot because they just can't relate to the pictures they're looking at. They look at these medieval-looking people, and honestly, the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, it's all white people because guess what? It came from Europe, you know, so that
right.
may not be a deck that you can relate to. There are other decks out there that are much more diverse, that speak to different cultures, different races, different philosophies, whatever resonates with you. And if you find it beautiful and you find it fun and fascinating, that's the deck for you. And there are so many to choose from nowadays that there's really absolutely no reason not to find something that you love. Sometimes people will pick a deck that they love and realize it's way too complicated or esoteric for them, and that's okay. So they can go back and learn with one of the more basic decks and then come back to it after a few years when they have some experience and they can really appreciate what they've got.
I think that's how, when I know with people, I always have them start out with that one first too, and then it's like it's almost. I always say if somebody gives it to you, that's a great way to read. If somebody gives you a deck, or if you just you'll feel drawn to it. And I wanted to just to share with anybody, everybody, and anybody if you're interested in getting a tarot deck, you can go to LITETheWay.com. That's LITETheWay.com. That's my store, and we have a large assortment. And when I say large, in our area that I live in, which is the Toledo, Detroit area, we have people that come from all over because of our assortment of tarot decks. So you can actually go to LITETheWay.com to do some shopping there. And I want to give out the number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you want to call in and you want to talk to Beth Owl's daughter or talk to me, I'm Kimberly Rose. And we do have on line one, Luana. Luana, welcome to interviews.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey,
good.
Luana.
I have been sick, so I'm calling to find out why I am so sick. I was sick for 2 weeks. The last week in October, the first week in November, I had a really bad head cold. And now I just went back to the doctor, and the doctor just told me I have tonsillitis and a sinus infection. And, I mean, I've been on a roll now for 4 weeks. And it's like, am I purging something, or am I just running myself ragged to the point that it's my body's time to telling me to rest, or...
That's a good question, and
I'll tell you the most mundane answer ever, which is not even psychic, and that is there is some bad stuff out there, and it's not just the swine flu. There's all kinds of other germs and bugs going around that are just awful, but they're not getting quite as much of the national attention, I think. So bless your heart, you know, it's no wonder. There's some awful junk making the transits out there right now. So that's the short answer to that. But I'd be happy to pull a couple of cards and see if there's something else going on.
Please do.
Okay.
Tell me what's going on in my life, huh?
Well, let's see. So here's what you already know. Oh, golly, we're getting big cards.
Uh-oh.
Here.
Uh-oh, I don't like
man. And what you don't know and what you can do about. Well, there, golly. Okay, there's the magician again. So what you already know is the judgment card. Wowie zowie. This is a huge card. It's the second to the last one of the Journey of the Fool in the major arcana, which can be compared to basically the journey of self-actualization or the awakening of the soul or realization of your life. It's a huge card. Judgment is a picture in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck of an angel blowing a horn, and it's like the final judgment. People are rising up out of their coffins and coming back to life again. And the bottom line of that is it's the soul's wake-up call. So there is something very big going on with you, and I think on some level you must know this, that you're at some kind of a crossroads, really, where it's time to absolutely move forward into the calling that you agreed to come into this lifetime to honor. So do you have a sense of that? Does that resonate for you?
Well, I get senses of that, but it's how do you get from point A to point Z is what I feel. It's like there's this gap of how this is working out and getting to that point. Not that I even know exactly what that is, but, yeah, I do get senses and glimpses sometimes that there are things that I'm
Yeah, it's really big. I mean, it's really big, and you know, you have this sense of it's time. I'm being called. But it's not surprising that you're not sure what that is, because the second card of, you know, so what you don't know but the universe really wants to remind you of or show you is the Two of Swords. And this is a picture of a woman sitting on a bench by a moonlit sea, and she's holding up two big, broad swords, and up with her arms crossed in front of her heart, and she's blindfolded. And it's a card about indecision. The swords in the tarot are about our mind and about thought, communication, intelligence. They're air. They relate to air. So this is about not being able to make up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And the blindfold part of it is sort of speaking to refusing to see or feeling like you're unable to see, and yet she's crossing those swords in front of her in a protective kind of a way that closes off her heart. And it's sort of like what happens when we feel stuck, and it's because we refuse to really look at something deep inside our hearts. We don't want to. We want to stay in the realm of what is rational, and we
mm-hmm.
want to be able to understand something before we go with our heart. And because of that, we can stay stuck. And so that's kind of, plus if you could see this, the way she's holding these swords, I mean, they are big. They're probably longer than she is tall or just about the same. If you were holding up two big broadswords like that, with the hilts down by your heart, that's heavy. I don't see how she can sit for a really long time in this position without really being very uncomfortable. So it seems to me that this is saying, yeah, you know something's wrong. You know that you're not comfortable where you are, but you can't make up your mind about what to do, and the only way out is to realize that your mind is not the tool for this job. The mind is a wonderful gift. It's a fantastic way to do certain things, but not everything. Sometimes our heart and our spirit is the only thing that's going to guide us, especially when, going back to the first card, when we're being asked to hear some deep awakening in ourselves that moves us to embody what we came into this lifetime to do. So the third card then for you, I just have to laugh. I swear the deck isn't stacked here today. We get the Magician again, and I promise, during the commercials, I've been shuffling like crazy. But there he is again. So what you can do about that, I guess that must be the message for today for just about everybody, is to manifest love in your life. Let it move you. Let it come through you. You don't have to make it happen. All you have to do is just move out of the way and allow love to flow and manifest.
That makes
sense.
Does that make sense?
I think it does, yeah.
Can I just, I'm going to kind of add to that.
Yeah, please, add to that. I don't know what else to say.
that makes sense to me, and that what happens is we get the monkey mind, and the monkey mind says, okay, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that. And it is possible, Luana, because you are very much the type of person that's very good at manifesting. The thing is if you're not honoring yourself and you're not taking care of that person within you, then all you're going to do is keep running in millions of places where you're spinning and spinning, and you're not going to know where to, and again, where to start and what to do. So I really want you to understand that, Luana, this is about you going within and really, really finding out, why is it that I scatter myself? And what reality am I creating? And being in your own space. And in being in your own space means that knowing the people that will honor that and be there for you, but also taking time. And I keep getting right. You need to write, even if it's just taking and creating a little blog where you're just writing. And I keep seeing Dear Doug, where it's an actual blog. And this is something, just so everybody knows, I know Luana very well. She's one of my best friends. And so this is not a message I've ever given you before. I've given you messages about writing, but I'm being shown this one. Dear Doug, in like a daily journal, and put it online, and I feel like people are going to read it. It's actually going to be the beginning of a book that has to do with your brother's death and the healing that the bridge, the bridge and the mirror that it's given you. So there's my reading for you.
Oh, boy. Wow. And I may I add to that? As you're talking about that, I'm looking at the Two of Swords, and I'm wanting to ask, you know, what is the blindfold about? What is it that you have decided not to look at and see? And the swords are how she stays completely occupied and overwhelmed with this, I have to sit here holding these swords. I can't do anything else. And besides, I can't see. I'm blindfolded. And, you know, and it's really this preoccupation and busyness. And the real truth is, what is the blindfold that needs to come off?
Hmm. And that's the busyness that likes to be in control all the time. It's busyness can help us make we feel like we're in control because we're busy. But sometimes we create so much busyness, and with the swords, like pointing both ways, it's like we're not looking. We're blindfolded, and we're not looking at our own. We're not self-communicating. We're not listening to our own inner communication. So often, we need to, even with the blindfold, it can be in a very positive way too. And I'm sitting here with my arms crossed, and I'm closing my eyes. It means go into your feelings and ask yourself, in this moment, what is it that feels right for me? In this moment, what is it that allows me to center myself in my truth? And so, you know, is it when you feel that it has to do with being of service because you're a Gemini, it's helping others. But in this moment, do you feel like you can quiet your mind enough to hear his voice? That's what he's telling me. Can you hear my voice? Can you hear me speaking to you? And so take a deep breath. Part of the problem with sinuses and problems in the chest actually has to do with a lot of what Beth is talking about when we're talking about the communication, your heart, heavy mind. It has to do with, and I want to just say, wrap your arms around yourself and take a deep breath and know that whatever it is that you breathe in, you breathe out, and that which you believe in for yourself, so shall you manifest amongst many. And I'm being told amongst many, it's time. The time is
and
now.
And there's your magician.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's really important. So I just got this really, really strong feeling, and it's a feeling of, it's a feeling of peace and balance. So, Luana, did that help?
Yeah, I think so. I think the part about the two swords, I think, is, you know, really indicative of everything. It does. It feels sometimes like I'm just overwhelmed, and being sick has just made things even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Much less, I feel like I'm totally buried alive right now.
Well,
that's right. And see, the judgment card is people coming up out of their coffins. They've been buried, and now they are alive. Mm-hmm. And so this is like waking up. It's waking the dead. It's coming out and saying, okay. You know, the judgment card relates back to a motif, you know, that you see over and over, the final judgment, you know, where Christ judges everybody, the living and the
right.
dead. And so you have everybody kind of being either funneled up into heaven or being marched off to hell in the final days. I mean, that's basically the idea of it. And the tarot, though, the judge is not God. The judge is you. And you're the one that sits on the cloud and decides what heaven and hell is for you. And which do you choose? You get to make that call. So you can create your life to be really painful and suffering and difficult, and you're at this crossroads. You're at this point right now where you could go the other way and say, no, I want to create paradise here.
Mm-hmm.
But that feeling of coming out from being buried is powerful. Those are your, you know, hearing you say those words, it's just like, there it is. It's in this card.
Mm. It's about the death and renewal. It's about the renewal. And so I just keep feeling that, you know, I can hear you going, oh my gosh, she's saying one more thing, do, you know, but this has to do with you, Luanna. And one of the things that you, I know you know about me is I honor that, that I actually would pull back and step away from friendships if I don't see someone honoring themselves. And I do that even on days where it's like, okay, I need to get this work done and I know this work needs to get done. I won't even call my friends knowing that they're going to jump on my things, where it kind of allows them to, their monkey minds are searching, wondering where I'm at, but I want them to search within themselves because it's about holding a sacred space. I think that that's so important that you do that. And you need to know you have people around you that love and support you. And that, so you're not buried alive. You're never buried alive. Sometimes, though, you need to feel alive to start in that moment for you, if that makes sense. And I picked this up for you. It's a quote. And so I will just share it with you. By not trusting your own heart, you keep the great spirit of the self from being known. Love is like the vast sky with no boundaries. The sky's the limit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of yourself, Luanna. Thank you.
Feel better.
Yeah, feel better.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Peace to you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Luanna.
And if you'd like to call in and you'd like to get a reading, we have Beth Owl's daughter on, and I am Kimberly Rose. It's 888-815-9756 is the number to call in. You can give us a buzz, and you'll get a tarot reading. And also, we can connect with the other side and give you some guidance. This is what I love about being on with Beth is the fact that we both kind of tag team and work wonderfully together several times now. I've been blessed to have her on the show. You can go to her website, owlsdaughter.com. You can get that website on my website also, which is kimmyrose.com. And I wanted just to share with everyone that over the next few weeks, we're going to have some wonderful guests on and be connecting with some great topics, because right now it's about living heaven on earth. It's about the great shift that's taking place, and it's up to you. It's all up to you. Whatever you want, you can have. Nothing stands in the way of that manifestation. And think about this, this vast sky, there are no boundaries. It's only your mind that limits you. Get out of the monkey mind and get back into yourself. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to kimmyrose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com, go to the store section, also go to the class section, and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
This is Pat Altbader with the Conscious Transformations Moment. When you feel out of sorts, take time to read a spiritual or uplifting book. Think about what you read and discern how you can use it in your life. And don't worry, whatever book you pick up will be the right one for you. For some great book ideas, visit www.transformationsinstitute.com/books.html.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you are listening to us live on BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. The number to call in is 888-815-9756. I wanted to share with everyone that I'm going to be in Port Huron, Michigan this weekend. I'm going to be teaching a class all about the Akashic Records and living heaven on earth. If you'd like to come and attend the class, you can actually call my store, which is 734-854-1514. You can also go to KimmyRose.com to get more information on the class. And I am going to be doing some private readings while I'm up there. I'm real excited to connect with everyone. And everybody's saying, you're going and teaching a class on a shopping weekend. And my answer is, you bet, because I'd say the best gift that you could give to yourself is the gift of learning to go within and explore who you are and what your soul's imprint is. Right now, we're very blessed to be joined by Beth Owl's daughter. Her website is owlsdaughter.com. And Beth, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, what number do they call?
They can call me at 919-620-7525. I'm in North Carolina.
Now, how's the weather down there?
It's miserable today.
Is it?
It's chilly and it's been raining, which I actually love days like this, as long as we don't have too many in a row.
Now that's, what part of North Carolina are you in?
In Durham, which is in the Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill area. The major religion here is basketball.
Basketball, yeah, that's funny because it's the football here. So it's football, and not too far north of us is hockey. So that's
right.
Funny. It's a sport. So, and I'm not a big. We just had the Michigan Ohio State game, and we always joke in our family because we have two bulbs. We have a Michigan bulb and we have an Ohio State bulb, and the angel holds the bulb. And this year, it's just kind of like a no-brainer that, okay, even though I love Michigan, it's Ohio State who's going to win. So we're it's definitely a football area. Beth, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the classes you teach, and you actually lead a tarot meetup group. I'd love to hear more about that.
Oh, I love the meetups. Meetups were created, I guess 5 or 6 years ago, which is like centuries in internet time. They were started by some people that were organizing for political grassroots causes, and they were finding each other through the internet, but the idea was to meet in person. Well, that idea just spread and grew, and so now people can find each other locally based on interest groups. And so there are meetup groups for people that have dachshunds and people that program code in Unix, and they're stay-at-home, homeschool moms, you name it, any kind of hobby, interest, passion, singles groups of all kinds, married groups, gamers, you name it. There's on any given day in this area, I checked one time, and there are about 70 meetups of all different types going on. So the tarot meetup that I organize is people that are interested in the tarot, and we're open to all levels. People have come in that day having bought their first deck ever, and we have a number of people also that have been, like myself, reading the cards for decades. So all levels are welcome, and we meet at a restaurant, have a nice meal if you want. You can come early and do that. But the actual meetup is free, We have programs. Our members have been putting on presentations talking about the numerology of the tarot, or we worked our way through all 22 cards of the major arcana. And then we have themes, and we have parties, and you name it. It's just, you know, a love of tarot. So it's a blast. We're the second largest tarot meetup group in the world, I'm proud to say. A lot of our members are not actually local and don't come in person, but the idea really is to get together in person, not just be another, you know, internet blog or message board or something, but to physically meet in person and share our cards and learn from each other and explore all the things that we love about the tarot. So it is so much fun. And we have the nicest, most wonderful, generous people you could ever imagine. I highly recommend meetups. I do so many readings for people that are having problems meeting nice people to date, for instance. We live in such a transitional society where people have just moved someplace, or they don't know how to connect to anybody except work people. And meetups really meet that need because you automatically have a built-in common interest. Even meetups that are strictly one sex, you know, and you're looking for a member of the opposite sex, like quilting or something that tends to be mostly female. You know, I've never met anybody that wasn't interested in, once they get to know you, they have somebody they could recommend or introduce you to. So making friends and having something in common and in a safe place where you're surrounded by other people, where you can just gradually get to know each other, it's something that has really been missing in a lot of places, and I just love it. I think it's so much fun.
I think that is like that's so important, and so many people I talk to are looking to connect with people, and they say, well, nobody in this area is interested in that, and I always laugh because I'll say, you know, and I've heard, I just talked to a lady from Iowa, and I said, you would be surprised. I talked to several people that are in Iowa that actually are, you know, interested in meeting other people. So, you know, it's funny because I agree with you that it's like, how do you ever know until you ask? You know, you just don't know. And that's really the cool thing, is it's really all about, I feel, it's by connecting, by actually sharing and actually being part of one another, you know, you can connect. So do you also do any online or teleseminars or anything like that?
I'm sort of a, you know, in real life kind of person. I spend a lot of time online, but there's something about being in person, and especially with the cards, so you can see what you're doing and share that. I do a lot of readings by phone and so forth, so I don't think you have to actually be in the same physical room with somebody to have the energy, obviously, but at the same time, for teaching, I haven't really ever done that online before. I won't say never, because the technology for that is getting better and better, but I haven't done that yet. But, you know, in terms of the meetups, just for people that might be listening in, just go to meetup.com and you can type in your zip code and see all the things that are going on, say within, say, a 25-mile radius of where you live, and you'd be amazed at the things that are going on. People getting together and going to movies together, or wine and cheese parties, or you know, all kinds of arts and crafts group, metaphysical meetups of all kinds you could think of. It's really fabulous. It's a wonderful resource, and I don't think people hear about it much because it's sort of invisible. But once you're connected, it's just amazing. And most of them are free or have a very, very small fee, you know, to join. So.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I've never heard of it. So I just wrote it down. I'm like, I'm going to have to check that out. That's really neat. And I'm sure, too, if you have, like, classes or anything like that, that would be a good place to post your classes,
yeah,
too. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, this is interesting because when we come back, I do have a question from a listener who would like to get a 3-card reading, and so we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk to Carol. Well, actually, we won't be talking to her. I'll be reading her question. And if you're interested in calling in, it's 888-815-9756. I wanted to mention that on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of next year, we are going to be hosting the Toledo Body, Mind, Spirit Festival. It's going to be held in Delta, Ohio at the Delta Banquet Hall. It's going to be huge. We've got over 9,000 square feet. We've got all kinds of vendors speaking, lots of classes going on. And if you're interested in renting a booth, you can actually go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com. And I'll tell you, there's a big surprise there because part of it is going to be filmed on national TV. So go to the website, get the information. If you're a vendor, it would be a very good thing just for the fact that it's going to get you some national exposure. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Beth Owl's daughter and me, Kimberly Rose, on interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com. And click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimmy. Kimberly Rose. Join me on Saturday, November 28th in Port Huron as I present to you a workshop that will help you look deep within yourself to find out your life purpose. Figure out what your blueprint is, why you're here. Who are the soulmates in your life? What is the connection? We are going to connect with the divine connection, the Akasha. Finding your way through vibration, through enlightenment, and through opening. That's on Saturday, November 28th. You can also talk to me for private readings in person on Sunday, November 29th. In Port Huron. Give Light the Way a call at 734-854-1514 or visit me at KimmyRose.com. See you then.
Hey everyone, it's Evelyn, and here's your Astro Tip for the week. This is coming in for Thanksgiving time. We're cruising in with a new moon in Scorpio on Monday. That's right, the passion, drive, and intensity all there with us, giving us a boost right now. If you all of a sudden had an emotional spat with somebody, or things just get really intense and deep, but you got to the root cause of the problem, now you know exactly why. That's Scorpio for you. And also, if you've decided to do some deep cleaning or being a bit more organized in your life, or maybe just for the holiday time, that's perfectly fine. That's good too. That's all about Scorpio. And if you've been thinking about starting a new project or you've had one in the back of your head and you decide you want to go ahead and get started, now's a good time. Scorpio is all about bringing something fresh and brand new into your life. But remember, the flip side of that, it's all about endings too. So for something new to come into your life, something has to go. That's all about rebirth and regeneration. And also, if you've been deciding to clean up your eating canvas a little bit better, maybe that's one of your pet projects. Find out what the root problem is. Why are you eating the way you are? Why are your habits the way that they are? Find out who or what is your feel-good emotional attachment. The key to this
to change it is to have discipline and focus and have a cheerleader in your corner. Even if that's one person, that is going to be so helpful. Remember, the first 2 weeks of changing your habits is focus and discipline, whether it's eating or otherwise. If you can't get past the first 2 weeks, then you're going to go back to the root problem and find out what it is and figure out how to move it forward and push the negative out of your life. Now cruising through for Thanksgiving time, we are heading into Pisces, all about letting the good times roll and feel good, unconditional, loving energy. And don't be surprised if an ex-lover or somebody from your past pops up or somebody just needs a helping hand. That's all about Pisces too. Now remember, Saturn just went into Libra, and that's all about finding who or what brings you peace and balance and harmony into your life. Who brings you the clarity that you need to move forward and be more disciplined? That's all about Saturn right now. And for those of you who are doing the Black Friday shopping, well, we've got a zipping weekend for you. We are cruising through into Aries right now. Remember, it's about having fun. Have a team member help you out or just partner up with somebody, but be smart and be organized about it. Remember, hit the ATMs before Friday. The banks will go crazy otherwise. And one more thing, don't forget to charge your cell phones. Super important. And that's it for now. For more in-depth of how this affects your life, shoot me an email, e.messina@live.com. I'll give you some clarity. Until next time.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and we're so happy to have you join us. If you'd like to give us a call, 888-815-9756. If you'd like to go to my website, it's kimmyrose.com. You can check out your weekly astrology, your horoscope. It's all based on the intuitive Vedic astrology. This is Thanksgiving week, and it's all about giving and receiving, and knowing that within you, that's a simple truth, that you have everything that you could ever want if you can reach within. And we have Beth Owl's daughter on with us. She is an intuitive, and she is an amazing, amazing, she's very good at the tarot. She teaches classes, and I'll tell you, she's a great teacher, but she's just a great guide. She really gets in there and really helps you to look at things that are going on in your life. Go to her website, owlsdaughter.com, to get more information. And I know, Carol, we have an email here from you, but I want to get to our caller, and because we always like it if you can call in first and then email. I'll get to your emails as soon as possible. We've got Rebecca on the line, and we want to make sure that we can connect with her. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I am good. I am good. And Beth, this is Rebecca. Are you there, Beth? Okay, there we go.
There we go.
I'm going, okay, here's the funky stuff going on. It's been funny. So, but I wanted to, now Rebecca, is Becky okay? Are you Becky?
That's fine, Kim.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to let you two connect.
Okay. Hi there. How are you today?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm glad to be inside. It's a dreary day here.
Yes, it is. I haven't been able to listen to much of your show today, but I was listening, you know, to the last part where you're talking about connecting with people, and I find that very interesting. It's hard to find those people, but once you start listening to yourself intuitively when you are around people, you really do know who you can open up with.
That's right.
Being in a line of work where people don't believe in what we do, it's been very hard to share that. So it's nice being able to make that transition into being who we really are. So I know that's where a lot of us are at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's about really honoring and really just saying, hey, this is where I'm coming from, and having that support system. I totally agree
right.
with you. Did you have a question?
Like I said, I wasn't able to listen to everything you've talked about. So I have mentioned I am in that transition period, retiring from my job and hoping to go into more spirituality. So I didn't know if you could give me any specifics on that.
Oh, yeah. That is the thing I'm passionate about helping people with, because I really think that we were talking earlier today, maybe before you were listening, mm-hmm. about how the times are really shifting and people are really feeling it in lots of different ways, and it's challenging. It's very difficult sometimes. But I think that the solution to that is for people to really shine who they are and what they came here to do, and that means to use your gifts, to use all those parts of yourself that may in the past have not found a good place to come out, but now is really the time. I think that it helps other people immeasurable. You can never know just by the example of you being fully who you are how that helps other people to then do that themselves, and we all come alive that way. It's just, I think it's wonderful. But
right.
And so one of the things I care very passionately about is helping people make that transition, moving from the old paradigm, if you will, to really living an authentic life and living by their true gifts. So let's see what that's about for you.
Sure.
First of all, let me ask you, we were doing this a little bit earlier, just what is the month and day of your birth, if you don't mind telling me?
I was born on January 23rd of 63.
Oh, that's my husband's birthday, but not the same year. Okay, so let's see, that would be, that makes you an 8 this year, so this is your strength year. And that means next year you'll be going into your hermit year. The strength year is a year when you really do probably have a lot of challenges. And the point of anything that has been a challenge in your life this year is to discover what your true passion is, just like we were talking about. And, mm-hmm. and that passion is what moves you past your fears. When you are engaged in the things that you care deeply about, You feel no fear. There's no place for fear in your life. You are really engaged in finding your inner core of manifestation, your inner core of strength. It's the thing where it's like in the tarot, it's the strength card is a lion who is being gentled by the loving touch of a woman. And so this is not conquering our fears. It's not like an aggressive kind of warlike act to overcome fear. We overcome our fears, our wild nature, our shadow side, if you will, with love, with a tender touch, with trust. It's like, you know, a wild animal can sense fear. And so you just make it worse if you become more afraid. But instead, okay. if you really approach the wild lion, as it would be in this card, with a sense of understanding, with trust, with knowing who you are and what matters. You walk right through your fears and find your core of courage to move forward. So I don't know what kind of year you've been having, but if any of that's been going on, that's maybe why.
Yeah, it's been basically the last 2 to 3 months have been really the transitioning. I think it's basically, too, knowing that I will be leaving that career and being able to make it really happen is, I think, helping me walk through that.
Let's do a three-card reading, but let's change it up a little bit from what we've been doing. Let's make the first card be what you're doing right and have the second card be something that needs to change that you might be doing but is not so good.
Okay.
And we'll have the third card be another action card. What can you do next? So okay. What you've been doing right is juggling your money. The Two of Pentacles is a guy that's standing on one foot, and he is juggling two discs with the pentagram on them. And the Pentacle cards of the tarot are about money. They're about the physical plane, real things in the real world. So it's mm-hmm. not always money, but it could be work, it could be career. It's finding a balance point. Okay. He is juggling this. He doesn't always look all that happy about it, but he's able to do it and make it look easy. So there's something that you're able to find that balance point between giving and receiving, finding the balance between, you know, your overhead. What I'm getting a real strong sense that part of your work as you're transitioning has been to get all your ducks in a row, has been to pay down your credit cards, has been to kind of make this as easeful as possible financially.
Correct.
And that's something that has been really smart and really good in a very practical sense. Is that true?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, good, good. That's something you're doing very well. And it's necessary, but yet there's a fun element to it. It is sort of like he's dancing while he does it. So I love that. I think that's something that you're doing quite well. The thing that maybe needs to change that is not so good is a very interesting card. It's the Eight of Cups. It's a picture of somebody in a red cloak that has turned away from eight cups that are lined up, balanced on each other, five on the bottom and three on the top. And he's turned away and he's walking off into a nighttime landscape. Above him, it's a little bit puzzling. People think sometimes it's a full moon. It's a moon with a face. But what it really is an eclipse. So it's a kind of a twilight world that he's in, and he's on some mysterious journey. He's got a walking stick, and he looks like he has a long way to go. He's crossed a river and is heading off to some very rugged-looking mountains. So my sense about this for you being in this transition is you don't need to look at this as turning your back on the cups in order to move into your journey. The cups in the tarot are emotions and feelings and love and intuition. In this card, I mean, it's not a bad card at all. It's just about turning away from what you've known on some kind of a very secure emotional basis. This is kind of saying you don't have to do that. You get to keep the love in your life that matters to you and still transition. Your journey, your transition is not going to be one of some kind of twilight, mysterious strangeness that this card would depict. It seems like it's going to be much easier and much more companionable, if you will. I don't know if there's been anything like that kind of feeling for you about this.
I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm going from one extreme to the. I'm going from one extreme to the other. So.
Well,
my job.
I think this is just cautioning against the sense that your journey. You know, you're heading off into the unknown, and it's it looks lonely and a little bit scary. I think that this is saying it isn't that way for you. It doesn't have to be that way at all, and you don't have to approach it that way. You get to keep a much more sound sense of emotional companionship and security and joy on this journey.
Okay.
And then the last card, the action card. So what's next? We get the Page of Swords. He's great. The swords in the tarot are intellect and thought and communication. They really are the right or wrong sometimes use of our minds. The Page of Swords is a court card, so a lot of times that's an actual person. I think the actual person here is you. The page is the oldest of the pages. The pages, you know, in medieval times were kind of the assistants to the knights. And as they got older, they would hopefully become, you know, promoted to be knight. So he's right at the edge of his knighthood, and he's wielding the sword. He's ready for battle. He's obviously the wind is blowing. There's birds in the air. Everything looks like it's all fluid and in motion. And so he's right on the edge of moving into this next stage. The crucial element here is this vigilance and to keep your eyes open and to be really aware of how things are moving around you and to use your sword wisely. The swords sometimes could be a card of conflict, but in this case I think it's a sword of discernment, a sword of awareness and making smart choices based on some prior experiences. The page says you don't have to be the master at this point. Pages also are messengers. And so I think, too, that there may be some important message coming to you that you need to take quick action on. Be ready to think on your feet. That's one of his important messages. Think on your feet. Be ready to act.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Rebecca, thank you for calling. And I just want to send you lots of love and wish you a very happy holiday.
Love you, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
And I just want to thank you so much, Beth, for joining us today. And
pleasure. Thank you.
And also want to share with everyone, if they want to go to your website, they can go to owlsdaughter.com. This is Beth Owl. And the number to reach you at?
It's 919-620-7525.
And so give her a call if you're interested in getting a reading. And I wanted just thank everybody for joining me on interviews and remind you that you can go to KimmyRose.com if you want to get more information on how to get a hold of me. The number is 734-854-1514. And you can also, when you go over to KimmyRose.com, there is a blog site where you can meet people all over the world and connect with them and find out what's going on in your area. Thank you so much for joining me today on Interviews. Peace.